Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devils Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One good piece of news, they made it official. Biden signed an executive order yesterday opening up the insurance markets and Obamacare to people who want to apply. There's a window from February 15 to May 15. We alluded to it. Now it's official. It's an executive order. And that is what will happen. That lets anybody who wants to go ahead and join Obamacare. And in the pandemic, it's long overdue. Trump should have done it. Trump wouldn't do it. He wants to get rid of Obamacare. Biden did the right thing and opened it up. February 15 to May 15. Go sign up if you haven't already signed up. You know, there is a, the Republican Party is drifting to QAnon, but there's a drift in the Democratic Party that, while not as disturbing and dangerous right now, is disturbing and dangerous. The San Francisco School Board, 6-1, the San Francisco School Board has 7 members. They're elected at large for 4-year terms. 6-1, with only one dissent, has decided that Abraham Lincoln's name and George Washington's name and Dianne Feinstein's name have to be removed from any school building in San Francisco. And they described a litany of sins of Washington, even though he's the father of our country, and personally what he did was in owning slaves was wrong. But we're not tearing down the Washington Monument. We're not going to rename Washington, D.C. He's the father of the country. He's the guy that won the Revolutionary War, and without it, we'd be like Canada with the Queen's picture on our money. And Dianne Feinstein, I mean, I think Dianne Feinstein is over the hill, has got to get out. But when she was mayor of San Francisco, they didn't like something she did. But Abraham Lincoln, you know, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. Abraham Lincoln was assassinated because he freed the slaves and he engaged in the Civil War to keep the South in the Union. If we had not had Abraham Lincoln, the South would have seceded. Slavery would have persisted another 20 or 30 years. It ultimately would have been phased out with tremendous amount more suffering. And we would have this kind of federation of Southern states and ours. We would not be the United States of America. What's really going on out there and what's going on, and went on in State Street in Madison too. There, the authoritarian left would like to tear down any vestige at all of the European origin of American culture and America's founding. And we're not going to put up with it. And this is a message right now. The authoritarian clowns who went up State Street, tore down the abolitionist general statue, Lady Forward. They're making noises about removing Abraham Lincoln statue from Bascom Hill. That ain't happening. This is a word to the authoritarian left. It's the word to the Democratic Party of Dane County, to the progressives of Dane County. San Francisco is on steroids. They are absolutely the worst. They are going to take the name of Abraham Lincoln off of Abraham Lincoln High School in San Francisco and stick somebody else's name on it. Okay, enough's enough. Enough is enough. The reason why everybody wants to come to this country is precisely because it is a bastion of Western civilization, liberal democracy, and it's not perfect. And yes, there is white privilege. There's no such thing as an absence of privilege. There's only a question of what privilege. And simply people come over, want to establish their own privilege, and they're not numerous enough yet to do it. And you start by just tearing down Abraham Lincoln's statue. It's not going to happen. What I really didn't like to see was the reaction of people around California, and especially around the San Francisco area. You'd think they'd say, this school board should be recalled. They didn't say that. They'd say, why now? Why not study it a little more? Why not talk about getting more money for the schools? Very, very chicken. The California Democratic Party has a sickness, frankly. It's a sickness of identity politics, and it's the sickness of perpetual victimhood. And the Democratic Party in Wisconsin is drifting that way. It's drifting that way. The skeleton hand of identity politics and perpetual and professional victimhood is permeating the party. That's got to stop. Our enemy is QAnon. Our enemy is a chicken Republican party that's drifting to QAnon. Our enemy is a gerrymandered Republican legislature that is doing everything it can to obstruct this state, to try to make the Democratic administration look weak. That is the enemy. The enemy is not Abraham Lincoln. We're not going to put up with him. All right. So whatever it is, I want no more stores burned along State Street. No more businesses vandalized. No more statues torn down. I don't care where you came from. I'm going to tell you where the dominant culture in this country came from, which should persist as the dominant culture. When it comes to multiculturalism, I think it's great in two areas, food and music. I love music and I love food from everywhere, but it's not good in constitutions. It's not good in constitutions. It's not good on exceptions to the First Amendment. It's not good on anything like that, on styles of government. Asian governments are no good. Middle Eastern governments are no good, and African governments are no good. That's why everybody comes here. Knock it off. You're not taking down Abraham Lincoln's statue. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Dick of Madison?
Well, something I see in the news yesterday, and it's a good thing, but I think it's about 10, 12 years too late, in my opinion. Tim Cook from Apple taking on and talking about how, you know, Facebook and Twitter and such is just so out of control. And unless we do something to regulate it, we're just going a lot of wrong direction. I see a lot, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, like at the turn of the last century, Teddy Roosevelt taking on certain things in this country that were out of control. And something's got to be done about them. They're just spewing out nothing but trash, because a lot of people don't do anything to discern what's real and what isn't.
Yeah, here's the thing, Dick. You're referring to Teddy Roosevelt. He was the trust buster. That was his name, the trust buster. He was he got in when McKinley was assassinated. He was the vice president, and he got reelected once in his own term. Then he ran a third party, the Bull Moose Party, and William Howard Taft succeeded him as the Republican president. He was no good either. And Teddy Roosevelt had his faults, but he was a trust buster. That is, he believed in the enforcement of anti-monopoly laws and anti-collusion laws by the big boys, which back then were basically the oil companies, Standard Oil, and he stood up to them, and that was good. And then in the 1980s, we had enforcement, and we broke up AT&T. I mean, right now you have Spectrum, you have AT&T, you have plenty of phone carriers. You can switch, you can get better deals. You couldn't have done any of that if we hadn't broken up AT&T. Well, there's two aspects to breaking up Facebook, Twitter, that kind of thing, Google, Alphabet, and it's this. First of all, to the extent that they have monopolies and to the extent that they have anti-competitive, monopolistic, collusive practices, we absolutely have to enforce the antitrust laws. The Sherman Act, Section 1, anti-monopoly. The next one is anti-price fixing, basically, and collusion. Some of them give preferences to ads that go on their platform. They disadvantage other people's. Any of that kind of economic collusion monopoly, we may have to spin off. You know, they'll acquire Instagram, they'll acquire something else. And that may have to be spun off. There's no question. We made AT&T do it, and they made Standard Oil do it. But I don't believe that the government should regulate speech. I don't agree that the government should tell them what they can publish within reason, within reason. If they publish calls for assassination and murder, that itself is a felony. And here's the odd little twist. Radio stations like this one, there's something like a 7 or 8 second delay. So if you call in and you hear Dick of Madison's voice, you're not hearing it right as he's talking, because if somebody calls in and makes a threat, uses a bad obscenity, we just bleep it. We're required to by the FCC. A cable is not required to. So if you watch Fox, MSNBC, and CNN, they don't have the same rules. that we do as a radio station or as an over-the-air network like ABC, NBC, and CBS. Okay? If you're a newspaper, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and somebody writes a letter to the editor that's defamatory and really is bad, that paper can be sued for libel simply because it published it. Whereas people are posting stuff on Facebook that is libelous, and Facebook can't be sued because of a provision in the Communications Act. Now, what happens is newspapers, they scrutinize letters to the editor. And if there's a nut job thing that defames somebody, they don't publish it. Well, Facebook has been very lax to do the same thing. The Congress is threatening to withdraw their exemption and make them like newspapers. But if they do that, my fear is communication on Facebook and Twitter is instantaneous. You can like it or not like it. You can post it. You can reply, blah, 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 blah. I like that. You can't have them look it over like a newspaper editor. It's too slow. So I think what has to happen, in addition to enforcing the antitrust laws economically so that they're not acquiring competitors and then dismantling them and jacking up prices for people not on their platform and disadvantaging them, absolutely make them spin off certain properties and absolutely hold their feet to the fire on monopoly and collusion. But when it comes to what they publish, I think you keep the heat on. You say, if you guys keep this up, we are going to yank your ticket. We are going to yank your exemption. And they are already starting to comb that out. Some of Trump's stuff about the fraudulent election and violence, the QAnon people and all that, they are culling that out. They've got to do a lot better at calling out jihadist stuff. They haven't done as good a job on that. It's very violent. It's very destructive of Western culture and all stability in government. But I think that's the way to go right now, Dick. And so it's a multifaceted problem. It's part economic, but it's part message. You don't want the government regulating speech, but you also do not want threats of assassination, threats of insurrection. And the commie Ruskies, jihadists, Iran, China, putting fake stuff on. You don't want that. We're coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.